Determining service outputs. Channel service outputs are the value-added services created by the organization and consumed by end users along with the product purchased. The service outputs are as follows. Break bulk, bulk breaking or breaking bulk. This refers to the end user's ability to buy the desired number of units of a product or service, even though it may be originally produced in large batch production lot sizes and shipped in truckloads. When break bulk is provided, customers can carry less inventory. However, the cost of the break bulk service usually drives a higher price per unit. The channel design implications of lot sizing are generally as follows. End users of highly specialized make and engineer to order items purchase in small lot sizes. End users of make to stock consumer products also purchase in small lot sizes, but in high variety, which is the purpose of retailers. For purchases by distributors and retailers, smaller lot sizes lead to better customer value and service through lower accounts payable, less storage required, and less risk from damage and obsolescence. Distributors and retailers add value to the chain by breaking large bulk loads into smaller shipments for retailers and retail customers. Spatial convenience. Spatial convenience is provided by market decentralization of wholesale and retail outlets. It increases customer satisfaction by reducing transportation requirements and search costs. Normally, the more spatial convenience, the higher the costs, which drive a higher price. However, online sellers such as Amazon have put a lot of price pressure on consumer good retailers since direct delivery also provides spatial convenience. Amazon's huge supply chain investments allow setting a low price for this service. Waiting and delivery lead time. This is the time period between ordering and receiving goods and or post-sale service. Normally, the longer the wait time, the lower the cost. The channel design implications of lead time are as follows. Purchasers of unique and highly engineered items are willing to accept long lead times for direct from manufacturer orders. End users of make-to-stock consumer products have extremely short lead time expectations for retail purchases. For distributors and retailers, the shorter the lead time, the lower the safety stock requirements and the need to rely on forecasts for demand periods further into the future. Variety, assortment. This generally describes the different classes of goods making up the product offering. Breadth of variety means more product lines slash categories. Depth of product assortment refers to the number of brands or stock keeping units, SKUs, offered within each generic product category. Purchasers of highly specialized capital equipment items expect to deal directly with manufacturers or distributors. Ordering costs for these are higher than average. Purchasers of consumer products find it convenient to purchase stock items in retail stores or from online sellers. In both cases, the wide variety of SKUs reduces purchasing time and costs. Economies of scope. Technology. Greater efficiency is achieved when the technology of distribution centers is higher. Cross-docking is an example of a system that requires an innovative layout to minimize move distances in the distribution center along with well-coordinated information systems to route items to the right outgoing shipments. These service outputs are provided at a cost. For example, the shorter the lead time. For example, by cross-docking, the higher the cost. However, if properly designed, the added cost is offset by the savings achieved in other areas of distribution trade-offs.